you got me thinking. I don't think so. Let me look into that. That might not be a bad idea, but let me look into that, because I know the talk group is connected, because in order to do that, I might have to disconnect the talk group, the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club talk group, and plus the 3118 is on the Brandmeister network, and the 31146 is a TGIF network, so it's a little bit different. You know, honestly, Jim, I'm not sure. I'll have to look into that and see if we can connect to different DMR talk groups. That would be interesting.
Okay, just a thought there, Kurt. I thought I'd throw that out there for a possibility there. KI-90, thank you.
Yeah, and that'd be a good way for people that do not have DMR to kind of get their toes wet. I tell you this, though, and Jim can attest to this, anybody that's thinking about DMR, if you're not computer savvy or very comfortable on a computer, you can do it. I'm not saying nobody can do it. It's very complicated until you actually understand it. And it can take days to fully understand it, if not longer. But there's always also people out there that could program it for you, but then if you have any issues, you're not going to know how to fix it, that kind of thing. But wouldn't you agree, Jim, that anybody can do it, but you better be prepared for some sit-down, sit-in-front-of-your-computer time.